organizers and Fields Institute for organizing this event and for giving opportunity to talk here. Actually my talk consists kind of two parts, and I'm going to talk about collisionless damping, and essentially it's Landau damping in plasmas and similar phenomena of damping of sound in neutral gases. And the method I'm going to use is the fluid-like closures, and I will talk about different methods to introduce such closures. As you can see, this subject closure models resonates with a number of talks here at this workshop, and I will first give kind of a review of different approximations, and then I develop a model, somewhat newer model, closure model, which is essentially due to recent work by Hazeltine. And then I will use that model to discuss essentially damping of sound in neutral gas. As soon as experimental program in magnetically confined plasma went underway, was quickly realized that plasma dissipation in plasmas is not collisional. So there was a strong effect of dissipation, which cannot be assigned due to usual electron-ion collisions, but it was something else, and it was quickly associated with Landau damping. And it is interesting that the manifestation of this discrepancy between collisional dissipation and something else, or like collisional dissipation and something else, was microscopic. Was if you look at this simple tokamak model, where you have closed field lines and then you have magnetic plasma which is immersed in this field, then in absence of dissipation, plasma is or magnetic field is frozen into plasma, so plasma cannot move. Now, if you see plasma motion, if you see radial diffusion, then this becomes a measure of dissipation in plasma, and this can be measured. Like this is just a cross-section of plasma. It extends all the way along the magnetic field line. So radial diffusion is a microscopic measure of the electron dissipation, and electron dissipation is because we have two fluid plasma, and it's electrons which are frozen in, and electron motion, essentially electron dissipation, defines the radial plasma motion with respect to the magnetic field. So this is one example where one can see that dissipation is strongly exceed collisional values. You can calculate for this parameter, you can calculate collisional resistivity and see that radial diffusion measured experimentally actually exceeds two orders of magnitude exceeds collisional values. The second example, actually it's a recent one, when collisionless dissipation was observed experimentally, is the plasma in inductively coupled discharge. Essentially, these discharges are used for material processing or in RF lighting sources. And in this model, what we have, essentially we have an incident electromagnetic field, which is incident on plasma, and then it's absorbed inside plasma, and plasma is heated. So you have a transverse electromagnetic field, which decays inside, and energy of this wave goes into plasma energy. So you can measure this absorption. And again, it was these are just very recent measurements that if you use this experimental data, so you can calculate total absorbed power, and this is total absorbed power. And then you can calculate collisional power, like you have, basically it's a skin effect or anomalous skin effect because it's a collisionless. You can calculate collisional value and see that actually power absorption is like order of magnitude larger than just a simple collisional dissipation. So this manifestation of collisionless dissipation in experiment with plasma experiments, and very early people start to think how to model this phenomenon, and people like fluid models, of course, they're simpler to interpret, and so the first attempt, of course, was to try to adjust fluid models so they can be used to describe collisionless phenomena. And I guess the first recipe was suggested by Kadamsa, and he said, okay, you can use just the usual collisional fluid model, like fluid collisional equation, and then just replace collisional coefficient, collisional frequency, with characteristic frequency of wave particle interaction, which is a V thermal over lambda wavelength. And the idea, of course, comes from the notion that it's a Landau resonance which is important for this process. And it actually works quite well. Then it has been improved, and he suggested that one can use fluid equation, and then in those equations, electron viscosity and momentum equation, electron momentum balance, which is Ohm's law, and heat flux and energy balance are responsible for collisionless dissipation. And then this heat flux and viscosity can be calculated from exact kinetic equation, which is expressed in terms of parallel electric field, and then one can get a fluid system, like this is an example of fluid system due to Kadamsa, when one uses, this is Ohm's law, or essentially electron momentum balance, and here's electron viscosity, where eta operator is collisionless coefficient, and in this regime you can see that essentially it comes to the replacement of collision frequency with characteristic frequency of wave particle interaction V over lambda. Like in a more elaborated model, like one next step was to include heat flux, and this the model when you have, again, if you have this collisionless dissipation in electron momentum balance, this is electron viscosity, and this is a heat flux. You calculate them both from solving kinetic equation. This is an expression for heat flux. And so these operators obtained from this solving this equation in Fourier space, it can be easily done. And then you have heat flux and viscosity calculated in terms of parallel electric field. So that was the first closure model. Then, of course, we heard yesterday a presentation by Greg Hammett, and along similar lines, was suggested that you can use viscosity and heat flux, and then this form was postulated for heat flux and viscosity, where these coefficients, chi and mu, are chosen to fit linear kinetic response, again found from kinetic equation in Fourier space. And this procedure was generalized later to include toroidal effects, finite Larmor radius effect, as well as MHD effects. The model I'm going to use actually is a model which is called Chapman-Enskow-like closure. And essentially, it's due to Chen and Cullen, and essentially, it's extension of standard Chapman-Enskow model. What you do, you represent distribution function as a sum of perturbed Maxwellian when you have local density and temperature and flow, and then a deviation, and then you impose a constraint that deviation does not contribute to the main hydrodynamic moments of density, temperature, and flow. Then you use a kinetic equation, and to express evolution of this F tilde, you use a moment equation for N, V, and P, or temperature. And the difference, so you substitute this evolution equation for N, V, and P in kinetic equation. The difference compared to standard Chapman and Enskow approach that in Chapman and Enskow standard approach, you neglect heat flux and viscosity in the first order. So you assuming rigorously perturbative procedure, and then in the first order you neglect this, then you find equation for perturbation, which is written in terms of this driving term, and you don't have this pi and q term here. In this approach, you do not assume that these are small, and then once you get equation for deviation, it's written in terms of driving force, and then you have also pi term here, and as well as q term here, you have temperature gradient and flow. So if you solve this equation in Fourier space, which can be done easily in linear case, you neglect this nonlinear term, we'll talk about this later, then this closure, you get perturbation in terms of pi q v grad t. This is all like in Fourier space, so this is just operators replaced with algebraic expressions. And then once you use this constraint, you can find closure in terms of for pi and q, which are expressed in terms of velocity and temperature. And this. No, it's not this particular. What I'm doing, so I have to substitute this distribution function into this equation. Okay, then I when I find, for instance, the time derivative, I find time derivative of density, and then temperature and v. Then when I calculate time derivative of temperature, I use this equation. So q is here, and then it comes here as. So I do not say that. It's not exactly perturbation like standard Chapman equation. That's why I'm saying it's different. So then you have this. Now, the one comment I would like to make here, this is exact closure. Like within this approximation, it's linear. This is exact closure. So once you substitute this pi and q in your moment equation, your response, if you find any quantity, density, or temperature from these equations, will be exactly equal to this quantity found from straight kinetic equation. So these closure are exact. They complicate it. So once you do this, so again, this is the deviation, which is again written in terms of viscosity, heat flux, temperature, and flow. Here's the flow, and then. These are closure, and they are written in terms of combination of plasma dispersion function. These coefficients are function of plasma dispersion function zeta, and then the argument of this function is this one. Then you can consider different limits, and this is what's called collisionless limit. In collisional limit, you recover a standard expression for viscosity and heat flux. And in collisionless limits, they're given here, and you can observe ansatz symmetry here, so these coefficients are equal. And actually, these are equal not only in this limit, but essentially these coefficients are symmetrical. And in this sense, the entropy production is satisfied as long as you work in Fourier space, and after you do averaging, you will get all like averaging eliminates all cross terms, and you have only this term which gives you positive entropy production. So this is the procedure, Chen-Cullen procedure. Recently, this has been somewhat modified, and in this procedure, it's not quite clear what's expansion parameter, except you do linearization, of course, but general. Expansion parameter, like small expansion parameter, is not clear. This procedure makes it more transparent. So what was postulated here, that idea that, in fact, when you look at the moment equation, for instance, this one, what Hazeltine says that essentially flux is driven by source. So the characteristic time scale in fusion plasmas are short. For fluctuation, so the distribution function doesn't need to be Maxwellian. However, confinement time is long, And plasma approximately Maxwellian in this machine. So if you have plasma confined for a long time, then it becomes Maxwellian. Then any perturbation from Maxwellian is due to source, external sources. So effectively, the source is the measure of deviation from the Maxwellian equilibrium. Then what he does, he includes directly a source into kinetic equation, and again, it's a weak Maxwellian source. Perturbation is Maxwellian, like shown here. This is the Maxwellian distribution function. There is some profile function to this source, and this is a particle source, this is the energy source. And then one can solve, basically, after this, you proceed similar to Chapman and Scholar like closure. You solve kinetic equation with collisional term and a source term. Then your closure is can be written from momentum equations, like in terms of sources and perturbed profiles, and then you can use momentum equation to eliminate source terms and get closure in terms of temperature and flow. For some reason, he didn't use the momentum relaxation term like in collision. Here's a collision operator which didn't have momentum relaxation. This is a kind of gross Jackson collision operator. And he didn't use this momentum source, and respectively, there was no momentum relaxation term in collision operator. So, in the result, his closure was divergent for. Heat flux for particle flux. His heat flux is okay. It was essentially it's similar to Chapman and Scholar like result, but particle flux was divergent in was singular in the limit of the vanishing collision frequency. But this can be easily corrected. So if one uses a complete system, so you have source of particles, momentum and energy. Then you use full equation. He didn't use this equation at all. Then you get closures for viscosity and heat flux, which are similar to Chapman and Scholar result. And this is work in progress. I'm doing comparison. I think they are identical, but I'm not sure yet. So that's a procedure. Now, if you go back to the expression for deviation of distribution function in Chapman and Scholar approach, you can see in fact that in linear approximation, electric field is canceled out. Like if you, this is a nonlinear term, and I will make a comment later, but if you neglect this term, you can see that there is no electric field in this expression. And that suggests that maybe this closure is good to describe relaxation phenomena in neutral gases, and that's what I'm trying to do. Now, so what I have in mind, so I'd like to look at the damping of sound in a rarefied situation, and these are experiments have been done like recently and about 30 years ago. So what we have a chamber, gas chamber, and then there is an oscillating membrane, and then there is a receiver, which this distance can be changed. Then the sound wave is launched from here, and then there is some profile to it. So it becomes kind of a damping problem. Now, there are some differences compared to usual Landau damping problem. And first of all, this is a forced wave situation, or we consider boundary value problem. So omega is real, and it's given by external source. And then the wave vector has or can have may have a real part and imaginary part, and imaginary part will be responsible for damping. Then, in general, what is observed, the representation in form of exponentials is not good. In fact, there is non-monotonous behavior, so the decay is non-exponential. And this is actually also typical for Landau problem in plasmas with electric field when you can see the boundary value problem. And then there is also effect of receiver that some particle are reflected or particle reflecting, there is a standing wave, so that has to be taken care of. But in the end, they managed to do these measurements, and what is shown here, essentially it's amplitude, a function of a distance, and these measurements, these different lines correspond to different pressures, and they normalized to ratio frequency to collision frequency. So this high value, so 80 here, corresponds to wave frequency, sound frequency exceeding collision frequency 80 times, 100 times, and actually that data even for higher frequencies. And now for this this cross indicate a position of mean free pass. So this is low frequency, low pressure gas, low pressure station, and mean free pass is large, and the lower curves are like a larger pressure, and collision mean free pass is small. So you can see that measurements are done in a situation ranging from collisional. There is a collisional damping here, and this curve corresponds to almost ballistic response, or almost collisionless damping, and damping still persists even you go to limit of very low collision frequency. So this experiment, this picture is from a shorter paper, but similar data we obtained in these papers. So there was actually theory, quite a work done, theoretical work done for explanation of this experiment. This is the same curves, the dots are experimental points, and solid lines are theory. This is a, like a kinetic theory by Buckner and Fertiger, and also Serovich did a lot of work here using like eigenfunction expansion for collision, for linearized collision apparatus. And so again, this is the, on this axis you have ratio frequency to collision frequency, and this corresponds, this corresponds to almost collisionless case. And here we have imaginary part of the wave vector, and it's a real part of the wave vector. So the wave velocity, phase velocity changes as you go to collisionless case, and there is a damping increases when you decrease collision frequency, and then it settles down to some constant value. And in fact, even in this paper, it was said that the dissipation at low collision frequency is due to a result, is a result of phase mixing, and they call it, well, it is a phase mixing of quasi-mode or one-compton case modes, and it's a phenomena which they call it, not similar, but they just call it similar, Landau damped. These modes are Landau damped. So it's a phenomena similar to Landau damping. So now what I try to apply that Chapman and Scholar like closure to this model and see what I get. This is again work in progress, but like I have factor of two difference here with their numbers, but general trend is similar. So this is the imaginary part of the wave vector which is responsible for damping. On this axis I have collision frequency, which is ratio of collision frequency to frequency, and then as you go to smaller collision frequency in this direction, damping is increased and then settles to constant value. And so this damping in this region, it's a collisionless damping, which formally looks like exactly as Landau damping, and essentially it's the same phenomena due to phase mixing of quasi-modes or one-compton modes. So this similar picture for real part, which is reminds those results. I make a few comments on correspondence of this Chapman and Scholar closures and other approaches. So in this approach, I have pi and q expressed in terms of velocity and temperature, and this is in Fourier space, so these are operators. In collisional case, these operators reduce to standard expression for collisional gases. If I do expansion, next order expansion in these parameters, I get these corrections, and corrections of the order of like frequency, and of the order of there are also terms of the order of k, v over nu, and these So this is obtained by expanding my exact expression in using this small parameter. And apparently there was a recent work by Spiegel when he derived these corrections, and he called them higher order approximations compared to standard Chapman-Yaskawa approach. And he worked in real space, so he cannot really solve that kinetic equation simply in simple way. But actually you can see that they do correspond to this. When in Fourier space, you can solve them exactly and get this correction. And they are exactly the same in his model. And he applied to this model in several papers, use again this damping of ultrasound, or investigated shockwave structure, and also applied to stellar dynamics. It doesn't work as well as the full closure, so his results. And this is actually the same experimental data on ultrasound damping, and it works okay. So this is the comparison, this is the Navier-Stokes and the Barnett approximation on the triangles experimental data. This curve is from his second, he called it second order term, so he keeps second order terms in omega and kV, and it works okay for phase velocity, but damping is not very good. So again, Barnett, Navier-Stokes is not like far off from experimental data. His second order approximation is better, but still not as good as full closure. Yeah, he used BGK for collision operator. But the point is not in BGK. Point is to iterate the full kinetic. And what he said, he recycles the main order, so he doesn't. It's similar to what we're doing. We do not assume that pi and q are zero in the lowest order. So it's kind of. Show that compression. This. Was also done using kind of like grid type equation recently, and again, so it improves compared to Navier-Stokes and Barnett approximation, but doesn't. I'm not sure. There's no comparison with experiment in this paper, so there's still. I think still you cannot recover it completely. The other thing was also this similar. Approach was used by in this paper by Staba, and what he did, he actually used just exact kinetic equation and introduced a generalized adiabatic constant, and then it's not quite closure, so it's artificial coefficient which is complex, and then you can get damping from this case and get describe damping of neutral sound. So I'm concluding. So what I've done, I investigated this closure, which due to Hazeltin, and in terms of profile function, and it appears very similar to Chapman-Yaskawa-like type closure, and probably it's identical. Then Chapman-Yaskawa-like closure can be used to describe sound damping in rarefied gases in linear case. So the linear Landau damping is basically due to evolution of a continuous part of the spectrum or phase mixing, and it exists both in plasmas and neutral gases. One has to remember that when you go to nonlinear Landau damping, that's that term E, that's a nonlinear term. This is orbit modification and or particle trapping, as was discussed by Rick just in the previous talk. And, of course, this cannot be described within linear approximation, and it doesn't exist in neutral gases. So this concludes my talk. Thank you.